Joining me live in studio this morning is the Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen on the air this morning. Commissioner Hansen, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing great. You know, I'm a little concerned that I come off a segment regarding Grandma Jean.
Oh.
And you guys have so much fun that I hope this doesn't slow things too far down.
Oh, no, not at all. Hey, nobody can follow Grandma Jean. So that's
So if you need to keep the tempo up and then bring me along, that's fine.
Well, it sounds like we need to have Grandma Jean join us next time you come on the air. We need to track her down.
No doubt.
Oh, man. Well, Commissioner, we certainly appreciate your time today. And maybe let's just start with the energy sector. Of course, Lincoln County right in the midst of several energy projects, nuclear and solar and carbon capture and all kinds of stuff. Any updates on where things stand with energy projects?
Well, I still maintain that Lincoln County can really be a clean energy hub, and that there's a variety of things that have been going on. We've talked about some of them. Let's go right to, I think, the nuclear reactor to the Natrium. You've talked about it. You've had it on the news. We've discussed some of it with you, but I don't think you and I have talked since the announcement that it would go to Kemmer. And we've met with TerraPower representatives, the president of TerraPower and other representatives, their project manager, as late as last week. And I think they're doing a nice job of keeping the community informed about what's going on with TerraPower. It's a 7-year window, and they're approaching 1 year into it. They've had about 300 engineers working on it. Right now, there's about there are a handful of drilling rigs on the site, and there may be up to 10 or 12, and they hope to be done with that drilling by July.
Okay.
And then look to do a groundbreaking sometime in August or September. They're shooting for August. Then be able to pour some concrete in the spring. Now, this is for that sodium fill and test facility prior to anything really going on the ground for the Natrium reactor.
Okay, so it's just like all pre-construction to the actual construction.
Well, and it's actually, I think they're still in the testing phase to make sure that they are putting this in the exact spot that it needs to be put. They're drilling. Think of this. Up to 500 meters down to check soils.
Wow, okay.
So it's pretty significant. I think other things that are along that is when it does come to the reactor, the hole itself for the reactor, which will be a couple years down the road, 100 feet by deep by 40 feet wide.
Wow, okay.
Pretty good sized hole.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to fall in it.
No, not at all.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the transportation, the various things, components of that, one of which will be some widening of the highway in the entrance area and emergency road out, et cetera.
Okay.
They'll probably need to widen it a little bit to be able to put in some turn lanes. They want, and YDOT wants traffic flow on that relatively high-speed highway. Well, it's not relative. It is.
Right.
They want it to be safe out there. So they're working to go every aspect, and it just is almost mind-boggling what this company and this group is doing to pull off this test project.
So already starting to see, I mean, that's a great example of some of the impacts that this project is going to have to the community. I mean, this is a big change that's coming in several factors.
It really is, and it's not going to just be Kemmer and Diamondville, but I think there's going to be a ripple effect out throughout South Lincoln County and maybe even into Uinta and yeah. Sweetwater and Sublette counties. Who knows the far-reaching effect, but when it is all boiled down, I think what I hope for Kemmer and Diamondville and for that end of the county is that we get 10 years down the road and the community, the area, is what we want it to be. When you have a bunch of construction and a bunch of people come in to work, it can get kind of crazy. You know, the gas plants that were built out by Evanston, that's a time when it was pretty wild. Evanston was a pretty wild town. We're going to encourage a pretty thoughtful plan to how we go about things. Housing's a big deal, those types of things. So the county certainly wants to lend itself to that type of an approach, so that it's systematic, methodical, and that it's still a great place to live.
That, certainly. You want to keep that quality of life, absolutely.
Without question, because there's, you know, money is a very good thing, but quality of life is right up there with it. Let's talk for just a second about Lincoln One Solar.
Okay.
About 9 miles south of Cokeville, they are still going through the process. Right now, Lincoln County's role in that is we're working with the Industrial Siting Council, which is an agency of the state of Wyoming that helps with impact mitigation. So when you put in a facility like that, you have big trucks coming in, you have excavation equipment, and we don't want them to damage our county roads or obviously the highways, or we'd encourage them to not route it through the town of Cokeville, but rather to come from the south, headed north to that side.
Sure.
Those types of things. Law enforcement, EMS, fire protection. And so the Industrial Siting Council and Lincoln Solar One would pay a mitigation fee, and then they would distribute that amongst county and some affected towns to help them mitigate that the impact from that facility.
Okay. And so that facility, the solar project near Cokeville, is that construction expected to be taking place in 2022 as well, or is that still a little further out?
I think they would like to start the excavation work here in the next couple of months. I'm thinking March, April, May.
As soon as they can get out there, right?
Yeah, we'll see what works out with them right there.
And for those that maybe you're just hearing about this for the first time, remind us how big this project is. This is a pretty significant project.
Well, quite honestly, Duke, I get so many numbers rolling around in my head with Lincoln County projects and various ones coming in. You know, we know the Natrium Reactor is going to be a 345 watt facility. And quite honestly, it skips my mind as to what exactly the solar project will be. But the fact that they're able to store some of that with batteries and then be able to enter the electricity market with some of that at other times when, you know, sometimes the wind doesn't blow, and so wind power is not that great. Sometimes the sun doesn't shine, and solar is not going to be available. But if you're able to store some in, and then put that into the to the grid,
absolutely,
there's some benefit to that. So I apologize for not.
No,
having
that's okay.
Right in front of me, I could go through some notes, but the listeners don't.
And I guess I'm thinking more like acres. I guess how big it is as far as when you're driving by and you see this thing out there. It's
a 600-acre parcel,
okay,
and they're only going to do a portion of it, a pretty good size portion of it. But there are times when I drive by the solar project between Sage Junction and Sage Creek Junction in Rich County, Utah, and you know, if I'm thinking about it, obviously I'll see it. If not, I can go by
without even really
and noticing it.
Yeah, absolutely. In studio this morning is Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen talking energy in Lincoln County. Any other project updates you have for us, Commissioner?
Well, what I would like to touch on a couple of things if I could, Duke. A little concerned about the state legislature. Actually, I'm always a lot concerned about the state legislature. A little liberal for my liking in some of their stances, but there's a couple of things I would like for folks to be aware of, and then they can handle it and deal with it however they would like to. Property taxes are a concern for me, particularly where land values in some counties are through the roof, and I'm not as concerned about other counties as I am right here at home. And I hope that the legislature can work through some things. Obviously, property taxes make a huge difference in all our government services. There are things that we really do want for the good of the whole, and they're better done by government than they would be if the individuals had to go out and build their own roads and build their own schools and hire teachers, etc. But I think there's a point where they may need to look very seriously at how to those on fixed incomes maybe keep it from peaking for a long period of time, such that it really impacts people. We don't want to see people, and that it's not our call at the county, but we hate to see people lose the farm, so to speak, over right. property taxes. To me, that is a crime, and that it has to be figured out how to do that differently. I love Southern California because I love the beaches. Other than that, I wouldn't give you a nickel for the place. And however, the one thing is, I think it's their Prop 13 years ago that they were able to mitigate some of the challenges with property taxes. Maybe the state legislature wants to take a look at something like that to kind of protect its citizens. At what point do you have enough taxes?
And it is a legitimate concern. I'm sure you guys hear from people, Lincoln County residents all the time, concerned about what the future property taxes are here. We've seen news articles all around the state, specifically Teton County, where it's becoming a bigger issue. And of course, that trickled down into especially North Star Valley area.
Well, yeah, that's right. And so I think there is concern about that. Education. You have kids, I have kids, grandkids. We know education is so crucial. But you see about 73% of our tax dollars that come in. The county collects a lot of taxes, but it's really a pass-through. And then we get a small portion back. But about 73% of that's going to stay and go to education. Great place to live is Wyoming because of its education. And we like to see the fact that we like to see our young people get educated, maybe go to the community college or University of Wyoming, and home grow that workforce and have them stay in Wyoming and come back to Lincoln County and be involved in projects like Natrium, Lincoln Solar One, Exxon, the blue hydrogen that we would look at down the road a little bit.
Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen in the studio this morning. Commissioner, thank you for your time. Anything else you wanted to mention while we have you on the air?
Just want you to be aware that there's an environmental assessment comment period that's been opened up regarding the Forest Park and Dell Creek elk feed grounds. Dell Creek's near Bond Rand. I would encourage folks to find out about that. They could get in touch with the Forest Service, and they would tell them where to be able to comment about that EA. The other thing is a proposal in the state legislature that we're hearing rumblings about for those hobby farmers and small acreage farmers that they may want to take a look at, because they're looking at taking the agricultural classification that you qualify for selling $500 or more in livestock or hay or whatever, of bumping that up 10 times. To $5,000 to be able to have that agricultural classification with your property taxes. So just a matter of making folks aware, put it on their radar if they want to take a look at that as they move into the legislative session.
Excellent. Commissioner, thank you for your time. As always, appreciate the updates.
You're welcome. Nice to see you, Duke.
You as well. Day. Thank Bye. You. That's Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen in studio this morning on the SVI Radio Network.